Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. China's State Council issued a statement today urging the implementation of a package of detailed policy measures to further stabilize the economy. The package, which was first announced at a State Council executive meeting last week, includes 33 measures covering fiscal and financial policies, as well as policies on investment, consumption, food and energy security, supply chains, and people's livelihoods. According to the statement, the policies will enhance value-added tax credit refunds, as well as accelerate fiscal spending and the issuance of local government special bonds. It is estimated that an additional 142 billion yuan of VAT credits will be refunded, raising the total amount of newly added tax rebates this year to 1.64 trillion yuan. In addition, the country will reduce real borrowing costs, boost financing efficiency via capital markets, and strengthen financial support for infrastructure and major projects. A total of 3.45 trillion yuan worth of special bonds will be issued by the end of June. Infrastructure and new energy projects will be prioritized. The policies also include subsidies for companies employing new college graduates and deferred debt payments for individual and small-scale businesses. Now, the Shanghai government announced that daily life will return to normal starting tomorrow. Zhang Hong tells us more.
At today's news briefing, Shanghai Vice Mayor Zong Ming said residents in low-risk areas will be allowed to enter and leave their residential compounds.
Except for those living in medium and high-risk areas as well as closed and controlled areas, people will be allowed to enter and leave their compounds. There's no excuse for a local government, neighborhood committee, or property manager to prevent residents from entering and leaving.
Couriers and delivery personnel are still being asked not to give packages to residents face-to-face. Shopping centers, parks, and scenic spots will reopen with a maximum capacity of 75%. Indoor venues like cinemas and gyms will remain closed for now. Residents living and working in low-risk areas will be allowed to commute to their workplace. Shanghai will switch to the low, medium, and high-risk area management protocol. An area will be listed as high risk if 10 or more cases are reported in 14 days, or if two or more cluster infections occur. A medium risk area is one with less than 10 cases reported in 14 days or one cluster infection. Medium and high risk areas will only be upgraded to low risk if no positive cases are reported for 14 days. People in medium and high risk areas are required to stay at home. Starting tomorrow, the price of individual PCR testing at public medical institutions will drop from 25 to 16 yuan. The price of mixed PCR testing will drop from 15 to 6 yuan. PCR testing at testing kiosks around the city will be free until June 30th. Buses and metro lines will be back up and running. All but 7 metro line stations will reopen. The time of the first and last train will be restored to normal, but there won't be extended running time on weekends. Private cars will once again be allowed to drive within the city.
Checkpoints and barriers set up for pandemic control at cross river bridges, tunnels, and district borders will be removed from 12 a.m. tomorrow. Private cars can drive within the city, including crossing the Huangpu River and moving between districts.
Police said people leaving Shanghai in their private car need to provide a 48-hour negative PCR test result and a 24-hour negative antigen test result. People returning to the city only require a 48-hour negative PCR test result. Drivers are reminded to check their car's condition before hitting the road. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
As a combination of key infrastructure, a new industrial ecology, and a new application model, the industrial internet marks the internet's extension from consumption and entertainment into the production sector. It's playing an increasingly important role by injecting the internet into the industrial economy and fostering new growth drivers. Zhang Shixuan has more.
Thanks to the development of new technologies like 5G, big data, and cloud computing, the digital transformation in the industrial manufacturing world is moving ever faster. New industrial internet services have proved to be very effective during the outbreak.
For example, our AR remote instruction product utilized the low latency of 5G networks and helped many professionals solve equipment problems without being on site. The AR glasses help with the remote work instruction. And during the outbreak this year, we've also launched an all-in-one service, or Digital Sentry. Based on our all-round factory smart solutions, we upgraded some staff management functions for factories. By checking the staff whitelist with health information on the Digital Sentry, we've helped promote work and business resumption.
China Unicom announced that it will further leverage its technology advantages in 9 key areas. One of them is the equipment manufacturing sector. And all these requires a stable supply of 5G services. The company reported it had already rolled out 760,000 5G base stations nationwide. China's development of industrial internet sector is entering the fast lane with a slew of breakthroughs, new models, and new applications. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology has just unveiled its annual list of national-level cross-sector and cross-field industrial internet platforms for the year 2022, adding another 14 to join the national program, which is expected to support enterprises' smart internet and digital production.
Having been working on industrial internet applications for around 5 years, AI tech giant iFlytek has had one of its platforms selected by the central government. Its technologies have wide applications in sectors like coal and automobiles to help manufacturers save costs on equipment upgrades and energy. The new solutions have proved to be very helpful, especially during the outbreak, when many medium and small-sized firms have been facing great challenges.
There are some auto parts manufacturers in Anhui province with lots of equipment. Usually in a workshop, newly added equipment is highly automated. Those added earlier were of a lower level of automation, and there's also equipment from the 1980s. But they are all key components in the whole production chain. With the help of our system, it only costs some 1,000 or 2,000 yuan to renovate an older piece of equipment, which saves money for the factory.
And now that the central government has initiated the National East Data West Computing Project, the tech giant has been thinking even bigger.
The middle and western areas now have a lot of industrial chains, which are closely connected with those in the eastern region. Through the industrial internet platforms, for example, some of our projects in the eastern area with large databases can quickly analyze and summarize the data or do some calculations. And we can send that data to some computing centers in the western region.
Fei points out that the data the system helps collect will also help local governments better allocate resources, including human resources, and focus better on future industrial development. It's also now working with universities to better protect data safety. 张世轩，上海 Live。